This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am absolutely pumped to have Janet Key here with me today to talk about amazing things like prosperity and wellness and wealth. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you, Jenny. I'm excited to be here with you today as well.
Oh, my goodness. I know we were like, oh my gosh, we have to press record because we started right in, you guys. We were so excited. But I would love to share with you a little bit about Janet's background so you have an idea of who she is and where she comes from around this passion. So Janet is a soulful money coach who helps intuitive entrepreneurs on the journey to access inner abundance through clearing unconscious emotional memory wounds. I'm sure everybody listening right now has some type of a money wound somewhere, whether it's one they've inherited or whether it's their own. So I'm excited, Janet, to dig into that. Beliefs and patterns as well. From physical money management, intuitive chakra healing to emotional mastery, Janet provides step-by-step process to achieve alignment in your money relationship. Clients express this work has cracked them open, aligning them with their soul's highest potential, breaking free to create their brighter future. Janet's passion is to empower wealth in women, riding her horse Fargo. To speak with Jen about her money relationships, connect with her at her website, which don't worry, you guys, we're going to share that in the show notes. You can also find her at Your Holistic Earth. So Janet, let's just dig right into it. Tell me, what does like financial wellness mean to you?
Financial wellness, it's more than the physical management of money. It goes a little bit deeper into our emotions around money. It's how we feel about money, because our feelings is our emotions, is our energy. And we're always creating. And the key to ask is, where am I creating from? Is it a place of fear or is it a place of love? And so wellness, being in a place of harmony, being in a place of balance within yourself by, yes, physically doing the right things when it comes to your physical money management, but also emotional mastery part. So that as you move through your own emotions around shame and guilt and blame, you begin to feel more empowered. And definitely that inner sense of wellness as you grow and rise in emotions of joy, abundance, and prosperity.
How do you find yourself in this line of work? I'm curious.
I was totally intuitively led here. My background is yoga and finance. And if you had asked me 3 years ago, Janet, you're going to be a soulful money coach, I would have never guessed it. I literally, Jenny, followed the intuitive signs along the way.
And what does that, so here's the thing. I guarantee there is somebody listening right now going, but I don't get intuitive hits. How would you encourage people, or what can they look for to know like that's a sign, this is what I'm supposed to do? Do you have any suggestions?
Absolutely. We're all intuitive, each and every one of us, and sometimes our channels might be a little bit blocked, right, as to why we're not receiving that intuitiveness. And then there's we receive an intuitive guidance, but we don't listen to it. So The more we use that muscle, the more we grow. And I've always been intuitive since I was a little girl, I remember. And so for me, it's often an inner knowing. Like I know, like this is like my body is like, yes, this is right for me versus no, it's not right for me. Sometimes you'll feel a contraction in your body, in your solar plexus, if it's not right. A yes is like, you know, you lead with the heart. It's yes, it feels good. Often in conversations with people, what you'll feel is, you know, that goosebumps is like, oh, we're having this soul conversation, and the goosebumps and the shivers will happen throughout your body. For me, it got louder and louder the more I used it and the more I really started to trust it. And signs like I was working in a corporate Sun Life insurance, and I received a phone call from a brokerage that was interested in me moving there. And it was more of an independent firm. And oftentimes corporate will have those internal barriers. Like, you can say things, you can do certain things along their guidelines. And when this individual called me, I received a clear intuitive hit. It was like a clear light energy from the top of my head to my heart. And I was like, oh, I needed to pay attention here. And I did move. I did make the move. And the creative side within me, because I had that much more freedom to create on my own terms, that it just opened up that I had no idea that was even within me, like in regards to content writing and creating workshops and things like that. I felt very inspired to speak to women, and that intuitively that information came through me. And even energy, I would feel energy between me and another person, and I knew that I needed to meet that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so interesting. I love that you share that we're all intuitive, but mm-hmm. some of us might have some intuition blocks along the way, because, you know, we get to a point where we stop listening, and many of us, it's because we're too busy and we don't quiet down enough to listen. Yeah. And when you talk about, you know, wealth as well, and you were talking about finance, I love that you were, you know, highlighting it's not always about, you know, the tactical part of it. So mm-hmm. we've got people listening that potentially are in a financial stress, right? Yeah. It's very likely right now. I mean, we're seeing gas at all-time high right now.
Yeah.
There's the talk of increasing the mortgage rates yet again. There's a lot of fear right now around money. What would you, do you have like a thought process that you work with your clients through when they're, you know, these are just two examples. There will always be money fear in people's lives, no matter what. This is just on a global scale right now. Do you have any specific tools that you share with your clients or that you'd be open to talking about to help people navigate that internal fear that's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one, it's okay to feel afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to feel afraid. And I want you to know that. And also know that while you have no control over external circumstances, what you do have control over is yourself. And you mentioned how we can be too busy in life to hear that intuition. And I just want to draw you in and talk a little bit about our root chakra and yoga. Because becoming grounded in who you are, and our root chakra is our right to be here, our right to have. It is being grounded in stillness, security. Oftentimes we look for external circumstances to give us that sense of security. And money is one of those things, right? I want money to make me feel insecure, and I look to it, and without it, I feel very insecure. So I want to draw you inward to your own body, and those practices of stillness and connecting and getting grounded in who you are. And a lot of the times we live in an environment where there's not enoughness, right? And we keep striving for more, and we're looking outside of ourselves. So come in, get grounded. I am enough. There's always enough. I'm smart enough. Those simple imprints will help to ground you in who you are and to get still so that you can connect inward and listen. And if there's something that I've learned, is that happiness, healthy relationships, freedom, financial freedom is not found outside of ourselves. It is found inside of ourselves. And when you anchor into that place and you feel connected to who you are, you begin to feel more secure. You begin to anchor in my right to be here, my right to have. And you can start by investigating your own finances. Like, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to embrace more of so that, you know, maybe you're spending money in areas that are not as important to you. And maybe you can look at it and say, well, can I give money to areas that I do value more. And that's one of the big things that I work with my clients on, is that like energy, we can be really busy and our energy is very dispersed and we're throwing our energy everywhere. And the same thing with money is like, you could be throwing it everywhere and not at places that are in service of you. So changing, you know, your own patterns so that I'm using money in a way that honors me. You've probably heard the saying, it's like, do what you love and the money will come. Well, that's when you are in that place of alignment within yourself, then money shows up for you differently because you show up for you differently. And I know it's a little bit of a mind trick. It's like, how do you get there? But how you get there first is start grounding in who you are. And there's so many different techniques. And the work that I do, Jenny, is all about alignment, right? And when it comes to your money relationship. So those are just some things. Get grounded in who you are. Question your own thinking, your own beliefs when it comes to money. And, you know, your right to be here, your right to have, anchor in that secure place within yourself and go inward. Listen, what do you need to hear? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to embrace more of right now? And it's okay to be afraid. We want to not avoid money issues. We want to move through the emotions of it, right? So that we can expand.
When you think of, and this is beautiful, by the way, when you think of the clients that you work with, would you say that there is a pattern or some obvious barriers that majority of people are afflicted with, or is it very unique?
Oh gosh, there are definitely patterns. Mm-hmm. There's some really common ones for women, and that enoughness, women and men as well. Don't get me wrong. It's both individuals can struggle, not enoughness, right? I am not enough. And they're creating from that place and they're being driven by fear to create. They're being driven by fear to overwork, to overgive, right? Men overwork, women overgive. Those would be two imbalances there. Guilt is a big one. Women who are, you know, they're natural nurturers and they want to give and they want to give, but often at the sacrifice of themselves. So they're giving from an empty cup. So, you know, inwardly they struggle with their own inner sense of wellness and they feel guilty about giving of themselves or even giving to themselves. So to care for others by empowering oneself, mm-hmm, is so important. And women, you know, anchoring into that truth. So many have ideas. So many are creative, right? But it's turning those ideas into financial success, but it's missing the right tools in the money relationship to let themselves be profitable in business. Shame is another one. You know, here's sexual energy, which you're thinking, oh, what would that have to do with money? But sexual energy is our energy within our own selves. And women, even in that category, can be blocked in that sacral chakra of feeling. The sacral is procreation, is the deservingness. And so many women feel unworthy. They feel like, I want more money, but I feel bad about it. And they want their own financial independence. And if they're in a relationship where the income inequality is different and the man makes more money and they have to ask for money, women, they don't like it. They feel resentful around it and it doesn't feel good for them. And yet they, you know, here's the pattern of how do I break free of my own pattern so that I'm free in my money relationship and in my life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I just find it fascinating that when we're, you know, we're taught to balance, well, hopefully taught to balance a checkbook, mm-hmm, but we're never really shown or it's never discussed how watching our parents with money, maybe it's stories like my grandparents, they were quite wealthy in England and they left just after the war and had to leave all their money behind. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, going through the depression and going through, you know, all these different stories, those little seeds get dropped. And before you know it, yeah, we're adulting.
Yeah.
And we have these subconscious thoughts and patterns around money. And, you know, we're just like, okay, well, maybe I just need to balance my checkbook, but it's so much deeper.
Yeah.
So what I would love to know is if you could turn back time and chat with your younger self, what would you share with her in reference to where you are today?
I would say there's so much more available for you to believe in yourself, to really trust your intuition, your inner guidance system, and a prosperous life is for you. You were born enough. You were always enough. You just had life's experience. You will have life experiences that will teach you otherwise. But the key to happiness is to live your truth, and you will find that truth, and you will live in that truth place.
Mm-hmm. You know, internal wisdom is such a gift that many of us, and I'm still in the process of trying to tap back in, because I am chronic. I'm always working through this state of busy, you know. I would say is if I have anything that keeps reverting back, you know, I'm kind of gifted at this. I'm amazing at helping clients through it, but I'll be the first to admit that if something goes off the rails, it's my time management. Yeah. It really is. But what happens with that, again, evokes that fear of financial, right? Mm-hmm. It's that fear of, like, okay, if I don't get this done, if I don't do this.
Yeah.
So I just value that you share that there's more to it, and it's okay to live in those flows and that. When you think about wellness, and you think about your own personal journey, you've talked about yoga, which I just think is amazing, about finding your own barriers and blocks and working through them.
Yeah.
When you think about your actual business, when you think about understanding, I love that you have, and I want to share about this right now, because you're going to offer this as a free opportunity for people to connect with you through your, it's a free sacred money archetype assessment. Mm-hmm. Can you share what that is about? Like, how will it help people on their journey to, you know, flourishing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned yoga, and yoga is about living in alignment, right? The mind, the body, the soul connection. Archetypes is all about living in alignment. This is the power of pattern that is within us. What's our story? What's our inherited beliefs? And you mentioned some, you know, from your family, moving from England and losing everything, the imprints that are upon the subconscious. Where are you motivated from? A place of fear or a place of love? Archetypes are all about teaching you, what are your gifts? What are your sacred gifts? What are your strengths? What are your challenges? Which is like the shadow sides of self when we're operating in that place. And archetypes are here to teach us how to live in alignment, to be connected, mind, body, and soul, and to be of service from the heart. This is from that unconditional place. So in the work that I get to do with women and some men, and either one, I love taking them on their journey, it's to go within to see what are those subconscious imprints, because we're always imprinting ourselves, right? But we are creators. So oftentimes we're creating from that place of the past versus now, connected to the abundance that is within me from this space, connected to the infinite resources that's available to us by being connected to that spiritual part of self. So archetypes are here to teach us that. So when we are in that place of fear or scarcity, we feel that, they teach us how to lean into our strengths, how to lean into our gifts. And there's 8 different sacred money archetypes, and it's really a money blueprint assessment. What's your unique gifts and talents versus mine? And knowing that helps you to, there's empowering money mantras. Like when you take the assessment, one, notice how you feel. Some people feel a lot of anxiety around taking the assessment. But notice it, just be a witness to yourself. Maybe you feel excited, curious, be curious. I would invite you to be curious. And once you've taken the assessment, email me your top 3 and I'll send them to you. Lovely detailed description of both the positive and negatives. What's your sacred money destiny, your contract, what you're here to illuminate, to be a role model for, a ruler archetype. And I wouldn't be surprised that you are that ruler archetype, Jenny. Is here to build an empire where everyone thrives, and they're here to illuminate the desire to achieve, yet empowering leadership and prosperity with grace and ease. So versus overworking and overstriving, it's more grace and ease. And how do I get more of that in my business? And ease is doing things politely. Or grace is doing things politely, and ease is doing things, making things that are difficult less difficult, right? So it's like, oh, how can I get in that state of flow versus that state of busyness? And archetypes is a very powerful tool, a very powerful insight tool to help you to change how you think and how you feel about your relationship with money and your relationships in life.
Well, and I encourage everybody to take this test because, again, if you're in a financial situation and in a relationship with your money that's not serving you, if you could shift it by now, you would have.
Yeah.
So tap into Janet's and this free gift, because honestly, actually, it's on my list to do this week. I haven't done it yet. It's totally on my list. And I'll be curious to see what pops up. But it's something that I want to take. And I would guess that this is something that you would recommend people doing over throughout their journey. Like, would you recommend they do it once a year, a couple times, once every few years? Because of course I would guess your belief system and your patterns shift as you evolve, correct?
Yeah. Well, from my understanding is that here is your top three. There's eight different money archetypes. We have, when you look at the consciousness, like we all have all of the qualities. It's just that yours will be, you know, a little different than mine, but really it's not necessary to do the assessment over, you know, knowing your top three and being able to lean into it. I would say lean into your top three archetypes over a course of a year. And if you decide to go deeper, the work is transformational. And I am a firm believer that our inner world creates our outer world. So as we take care of our inner world, it automatically changes in our outer world. So when you start changing your money blueprint and you start imprinting yourself with what it is that you want to create, you start clearing out those old beliefs and those old patterns. The archetypal cards will clearly define everything for you. And I say journal, see what comes up, get to know yourself, because it's about self-awareness, right? We want to know ourselves. Like, we grow in wellness. We live more on purpose the more we get to know ourselves. And the emotional mastery part, you know, that's the awakening, the consciousness of self to be a better human being here, connected and serving from the heart.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, Jen, is make sure that people have access to that through the show notes. And before we finish up, we're close to our time here. Is there anything that you would like to make sure you leave with the audience mentally? A story, a thought, a quote? Is there anything you are like, oh, we need to make sure that's said?
I'm going to say, get to know your enlightened net worth. If I were to ask you today to sell me two of your eyes for $1 million, would you? Take a moment.
No, but that's okay.
Right? Absolutely. And take inventory of yourself.
Yeah.
Your internal organs, your skin, your brain, your heart, your talents, your inspirations, who you are. You're priceless. You're priceless. And when you get to embody that and you get to create from that place, that is truly the abundant place that is within us naturally. Get to know it versus your net worth. And your net worth is important too, what you want to create here in the physical, but embody it, get to know it, get to know yourself, and be good to you. You're so worth it.
I love that. I'm going to leave it at that. You're so worth it. Thank you so much, Janet, for being on the show.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, and thank you, those of you who are listening. If you know of somebody that is struggling, or maybe it's you personally with that financial story and you're not sure how to move through it, invite them to listen to this episode. Spark that wellness in them. Spark that wellness warrior. Get them going, because this is a topic that is afflicting all of us on this planet. This is not unique to one type of person. And if we can change the vibration around this conversation, we can literally change the world. We invite you to check out Janet's information. It'll be in the show notes, but she's also an incredible member of Your Holistic Earth. You can find her there in the directory, as well as any other resources that she shared through the Wellness Warrior. So check that out. And again, Janet, thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me again, Jenny. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Have a wonderful evening. We'll catch you at the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.